For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Have you written that letter to your congressperson yet? The one demanding an end to the racist practice of sentencing crack users, who are predominantly black, more harshly than powder cocaine users, who are predominantly white? If you haven't, it's probably because you still don't really get it. So I'm going to try to make it more real for you. Now reach into your pocket and take out a nickel. Under federal drug law, a piece of crack weighing as much as that nickel carries a mandatory 5-year sentence. But it takes much more powder cocaine to earn the same penalty. How much more? Well, reach back into your pocket and take out 2.5 rolls of nickels. Now, some of you may not have 100 nickels in your pocket right now, but right after the show, you can run down to your corner store and ask the cashier for change of a $5 bill in nickels. You'll see, there's quite a difference. Worse still, it's not like comparing nickels with nickels. If we were talking about meat, powdered cocaine would be filet mignon, and crack would be corn dogs. Sure, there's some meat in there somewhere, but when it's time for sentencing, it's weighed on the scales of justice, cornmeal, stick, and all. Do you get it now? Well, good. So go write that letter. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Britain's Daily Mail commented this week that, quote, the principal achievement of Western intervention in Afghanistan has been to create the world's leading narco state, end quote. Since so-called American liberation, Afghan heroin production has gone from 0 to 92% of world supply in just 4 years flat. Along with sky-high opium yields, the country is suffering from a wave of violence unprecedented since the American invasion. More than 700 Afghanis and coalition forces have died in military operations there since mid-May. Additionally, Human Rights Watch reports that in Afghanistan, the rate of attacks on teachers, students, and schools has risen sharply in the last 6 months. Such attacks occur on an average of about once a day and include a school principal decapitated in front of his students. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this week that proceeds from Afghanistan's rampant narcotics trade were fueling the extremists now attacking the schools, and called upon European leaders to, quote, provide a master overall plan, end quote, to fight the American-Afghan heroin monopoly he himself helped establish. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.